We'll pray. Lord, for Jesus' sake, hear us when we cry out to you. Amen. Perhaps one of the most frequently asked questions is, why? There is the why of curiosity. Little children are noted for asking why many times. They want to know more. Then there's the why of disagreement. Young people often ask why, because they disagree with what is being done. Why does the administration do what it does? Why do we have this or that rule? Why can't we have just one snow day? And there is often the why of confusion and frustration. Old people often ask why. Why am I suffering this way? Why doesn't God just let me die? People of all ages have that why of confusion. When they cannot see the reason for something, especially they cannot see a good reason for it. Why did God let my business fail? Why did God take my loved one from me? Why did God let me get this illness? Why this? Why that? Why now? Why me? And then there's the why of faith. Why should I be afraid? God is with me. And this is a question that is addressed to oneself and is an attempt to put down the old Adam. But what are we going to make of the most amazing why ever spoken? My God, why have you forsaken me? These words are very familiar to us. We hear them, have heard them many times in our lives. They're the words that come from that man suspended between earth and heaven on the center cross of Calvary. These words are heart-wrenching because we recognize them as the cry of one who loves us and whom we love. And it is because of his love for us that he is crying out, why? It's heart-wrenching for us because we know that we are the cause of this cry. You and me. It is our sins, our rebellion, our depravity, our miserable failures that evoked that cry of near despair. In reality, these aren't two different reasons. They're really one and the same, different sides of the same coin. Our contribution towards his cry was our sins. His contribution was his infinite love. In love, he took our sins upon himself. In love, he endured the punishment that was meant for us. So it is from that hellish agony of punishment that Jesus cried out, why? Abandoned, alone in the torment of outer darkness, our Lord cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Was this a why of curiosity? Or a why of confusion and frustration? Or the why of someone who disagrees? I guess I would say none of these. It was the why of one who is crying out for deliverance. Reaching out of the depths of hell's agony, his voice ascends to the heights of heaven. Why? Why am I abandoned to this unending pain and sorrow? Why am I not delivered as was promised long ago? Why are not the gates of hell broken down before me, so that I may be the salvation of the whole world? This was the outcry for God to keep His promises. Here was the cry for God to save him, and with him, to save us all. He offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him out of death, and was heard because of his godly fear. So from the bowels of death he cried out to God, and God reached down from heaven and delivered him. So it was that the gates of hell were shattered. Shattered in front of Jesus, and he emerged triumphant, no longer forsaken, but victorious. His spirit went to the Father, there to await the third day of resurrection. Now, whenever we ask God why, he will always point us in the direction of Calvary and say, why? Because I love you. Why? Because I sacrificed my son for you. Why? Because you are my child and an heir of heavenly glory. I did not spare my own son, but I delivered him up for you. How then shall I not with him also freely give you all things? Because of Jesus, God will withhold nothing good from us. And every time we ask why, the answer is, this too is for your good. Be assured, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never let anything bad happen to you. Pain, yes, but for your good. Sorrow, yes, but for your good. Once God's Son cried out, why? And now, you can continue to cry out, why? But now you know the answer. Because I love you for Jesus' sake. As I was writing this chapel, I received a phone call which caused me to immediately think, why? Why did this happen? I was informed that a graduate of our high school had been killed in a traffic accident. His name was Micah Gergel. He was a classmate of my son, my elder son. He was about 32 years old, maybe younger. He is related to many people in the Eau Claire area and throughout the CLC. You probably heard the name Gergel. Why? Why would God let this happen to someone so young? And that was a question that ran through my mind, even though I had just written the answer. God loved Micah and Micah's family. Jesus died for Micah and his family. God forsook Jesus so that he would not have to forsake Micah. In their grief, Micah's family can cling to this truth. God will not forsake them either. And one day they will be reunited with Micah in glory. The answer to every why can be found in the why that Jesus asked. Why was Jesus forsaken? because God loves us. Why do we have pain and sorrow? Because God loves us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our knowledge is so limited. We do not always understand why you do the things you do, why you allow suffering and sadness to come into our lives. Help us, O God of our salvation, to cling to your love, so that even though we may not see the good in your actions, we know that you do see and that you do cause all things to work out for our good. We ask you to comfort Micah's loved ones so that they may see beyond the grief of the moment to the glory which is ours in Christ Jesus, for whose sake we ask these things of you. Amen. And we'll close with hymn 172, verses 8 and 10.